All right, next song would be the song Shiroyama, which is another perfect example of us traveling around the world and have the privilege to see once again different cultures. In October last year, we visited Japan, which I think was a massive happy
impression.
Yeah, exactly, happy impression, and to go around, and we really took our time to spend the time there and go see some really amazing spots. And if there's one country that has some really interesting history, which is also very far away from us, you know, you hear less about that than the obvious stuff, of course, you know,
which makes it really interesting. Really interesting.
Yeah,
I have something funny about the song. You and me wrote this song together, and we were talking about the tour we're about to do. I remember the working title for this idea presented to you was actually Wolf Hoffman style, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, this, I mean,
anybody doesn't know who it is, it was a samurai.
Wolf Hoffman, the samurai, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the guitar player of Accept.
No, it's really a fantastic story. As Hannes was talking, this ancient culture and how it seems like Japan has been better than many other cultures in, you know, preserving at least some of it, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, in general, it's this story of of life, I guess, that the old ways must give in to the new ones. But at least the samurai did go out with a bang. In the end of the Satsuma Rebellion on Mount Shiroyama in 1877, there was only 500 of them left at the hilltop. And during a quite severe fighting, they found themselves without a leader who has, you know, been taken out already. Actually, it was his servant who cut his head off and hid it so they wouldn't disgrace it, you know. And the final charge they make is 40 samurai going down the hill into death.